Greetings. Welcome to the U.S. Phone Force, the talk show that leads the way. My name is Tom Kovach. Perhaps you've read my columns at Renew America or WorldNet Daily. My signature column series is called Short Bursts. If you served in the military, as I did, then perhaps you've worn a little gizmo called the Kovach Clip, which I invented. Or maybe you're one of the 49,000 people that voted for me in the last election for Congress in the Nashville area. Regardless of how you found the program, welcome to the U.S. Phone Force. Prepare for takeoff.
Today is Sunday, 27 January 2008. Welcome to the second hour of the U.S. Phone Force. My name is Tom Kovach, your host. There are several ways to contact the U.S. Phone Force. The call-in number is toll-free, 800-313-9443. You can also email the program at radio@tomkovach.us. Kovach is spelled just like it sounds, K-O-V-A-C-H, and that's .us, not .com. Again, that email address, radio@tomkovach.us. Now, and we're getting some kind of background noise. I'm not sure what that is. But anyway, before the break, we were on the phone with John from Tennessee, and we made an interesting transition from presidential politics to the Bible. So I'd like to start this hour with a discussion about a topic that was in the news. This is linked from WorldNet Daily, but it is on an Arab news website called Ech Choruk. And according to Ech Choruk, archaeologists claim new location for Sodom and Gomorrah in Jordan. An international excavation team of archaeologists led by Dr. Stephen Collins, an expert on biblical archaeology from U.S. Trinity Southwestern University, have claimed finding new evidence proving that the biblical sites of Sodom and Gomorrah, two sites cited in the Bible as destroyed by God for their sins, were located in Jordan's Tal al-Hammam in the north of the Dead Sea, rather than the attributed location in the south of the Dead Sea. One of the archaeologists in the excavation team said, quote, "One of the interesting things about Tal al-Hammam is what we call an MB gap. That is the period of time between the Middle Bronze Age and the Iron Age, because in locations like this, you have occupations one right on top of the other. But here, something very unique, something very significant, took place in the Middle Bronze Age. The city was destroyed by an event that was so dramatic that it scared everybody away for 700 years. Here, in this square, there's the perfect example. You have Iron Age foundations that are built right into a Middle Bronze Age rampart. Many people located Sodom and Gomorrah toward the south of the Dead Sea, but the reason that this team chose the north of the Dead Sea is that historically, most ancient people, even scholars of the 19th century, chose the northern Dead Sea for Sodom because the biblical text very clear about the location. And specifically in the Bible, it says that Sodom and Gomorrah were located in the plain of Shinar. So, what do you think? And we're going to a break. This again is Dmitry Smirnov playing the balalaika. And we'll be back after this. Thank you.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased, and I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation, because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's heartdrop.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing, with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time, and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now, you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code Club Radio when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to safecastleroyal.com. That's safecastleroyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code, or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few customers even know such products exist. SFR has obtained this technology that is backed by testing the oil companies have run, yet they don't want you to know about them. This product is made right here in the United States and is not a typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR lasts up to 6 months. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. SFR recently ran this ad, and the response from all over the U.S. was so incredibly strong that we're allowing listeners to receive a free bottle when one is purchased at our regular price of $9.99. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll refund the purchase price and shipping. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. Call 888-USE-SFR-1. That's 888-873-7371 today.
And we're back with more of the U.S. Phone Force. My name is Tom Kovach, your host on the U.S. Phone Force on the Republic Broadcasting Network. The call-in number is 1-800-313-9443. And we have covered a number of topics today. Today is Free Fire Zone on the U.S. Phone Force. Any topic is up for grabs today. Some of the topics discussed so far: presidential politics, abortion, the Ron Paul campaign in particular, also the Fred Thompson dropout of the presidential race, and a former Thompson staffer has organized a website called Boycott Chuck Norris, purportedly blaming Chuck Norris and his endorsement of Mike Huckabee for the poor showing of Fred Thompson. Wouldn't possibly have anything to do with Fred Thompson not campaigning very hard. Couldn't possibly have anything to do, as John called in and said, with the idea that perhaps Fred Thompson's real plan was simply to divert money and votes away from border security advocates such as Tom Tancredo and Duncan Hunter, both of whom have dropped out of the presidential race. Ron Paul, despite criticism from many establishment figures, including those that claim to be conservatives, even talk show hosts, not on this network to my knowledge, but other talk show hosts that I listen to have referred to Ron Paul in very disparaging terms, specifically a kook, and have said that he's unelectable. And they said that when he had 1% and 2% in the polls, but when he's pulling 12% and Rudy Giuliani and Fred Thompson are both pulling 8%, all of a sudden they just don't mention his name at all. So I find all of that very interesting. Another topic that we covered was biblical archaeology. All of those topics and any others are available, and we have on the line with us Dalton in Tennessee. Dalton, welcome to the U.S. Phone Force.
Hey.
Now, you wouldn't be any relation to Fred Dalton Thompson, would you?
No.
Good. Okay.
No. No,
I mean, I don't
care.
I don't care if he calls in. I have tried to speak with him before, back when he was a U.S. senator, and had met his chief of staff, who later became the chairman of the Tennessee Republican Party. That's a fellow named Bob Davis. Now, interestingly enough, I'm not cutting into your call time because I'll give you as much time as you need, but it's an interesting point. Bob grew up in Maryville, Tennessee, and we have an RBN affiliate in Maryville, so I know that there are people listening from there right now. So just an interesting side note. So, Dalton, what's on your mind?
Well, I heard you this morning. We had to drive somewhere and was listening, and I'm back home now, so I'm actually talking to you on a landline for a change. But
good.
There are a million things I could comment on. You said that they're having a convention at 3?
Well, it's not a convention. It's a local rally.
Oh, a rally,
and that's
okay.
At the state headquarters for the Ron Paul campaign.
Uh-huh.
The email went out, and, you know, bless her heart, Dr. Cheryl Scott, the state coordinator, she really has her hands full. And I personally think that they need to have a full-time paid staff member manning that state headquarters, or perhaps several part-time paid staff members working out of their home. Anyone with money at the Ron Paul campaign listening? Now, having said that, I need to say that I have publicly remained as neutral as I can because I'm an official with the Constitution Party.
Right.
So, you know, if I were offered a job with the Ron Paul campaign and if I took it, then I would have to resign my current position with the Constitution Party. I will say that, and I've said this for probably a year now, but I'll reiterate it during this conversation. There are 5 people that have come to the surface as potential presidential candidates. And
for what? For the Constitution Party?
No, I'm saying 5 people, okay?
Uh-huh.
5 people whose views I could support.
Uh-huh.
They are, in no particular order, Ron Paul, Tom Tancredo, Duncan Hunter, Alan Keyes, and Jerome Corsi. Those men, their views, for the most part, reflect my views.
They're publicly stated views.
Right.
Right.
Now, there may be, you know, I mean, there are things that we don't know about any particular
sure.
person.
Well, anybody can say what you want to hear, too.
Well, no, these are men that you got to understand. I'm a skeptic to start with, okay? If you knew more about my background, and you can look it up at www.tomkovach.us, my tagline for my military career is I tell people that I was a paid professional paranoid for Uncle Sam.
Uh-huh.
And so I tend to be rather skeptical, and I listen, and I read between the lines, I ask questions.
Right.
I go to secondary and tertiary sources for information, and in my view, those 5 men, any one of them would make a good president or vice president. If the top 2 names on the ticket were any combination of those 5, it would have my vote. And so what I'm saying is, first of all, the Constitution Party has considered, I know that the top leaders in the Constitution Party have considered all of those men. And just as a trial balloon and to stir up conversation, I have a column on the Republic Broadcasting Network site where the host articles are, and I have a column posted there called could a Paul Hunter ticket win the White House, just to stir up conversation?
You know, now when you mention all that, it's kind of interesting this time around. I haven't heard a shadow of a mention of Perutka.
Michael Perutka?
Right.
Well, you know what happened to him in the Constitution Party, right?
No, I don't.
Well, there was a blow-up after his 2004 presidential campaign, and I've read both sides, and I met Michael Perutka. I had dinner with him when he came to Nashville for a party speech, and very nice man, very intelligent, and still hosts a talk show, co-hosts with John Lofton. It's called The American View. I don't know what network they're on, so I don't want to plug another network, but it's a fact. He co-hosts a talk show, and I'm sure he does a great job. He's a lawyer in his personal business life, and like I say, very nice guy. His family came with him, and his family seems very nice, and the blow-up was over abortion and over the fact that three state affiliates of the Constitution Party rejected the abortion plank of the Constitution Party national platform.
Mm-hmm.
And Mr. Perutka and many others said that the Constitution Party should revoke those states' affiliations. And the other side said that we need to keep these people in the fold and we can work it out, work out the details, et cetera, et cetera. And depending on whose side of the story you listen to, Mr. Perutka either left the Constitution Party or was ejected. So, depending on how you want to look at it. But the point is he's no longer affiliated politically with the Constitution Party, to my knowledge. Now, having said all that, that explains the answer to your question why nobody's mentioned him. The people that I named, those five men, all have national name recognition outside of their presidential campaign. You know, Ron Paul, Tom Tancredo, and Duncan Hunter have been United States congressmen for years. They all have pet programs for which they are known and have been for years before they ran for president. Alan Keyes ran for president in 2000, but he was known for years prior to that as an effective conservative pro-life speaker, and for years prior to that was a deputy ambassador in the Reagan administration. Dr. Jerome Corsi has written over 30 books. His name came to national prominence during the 2004 presidential campaign when he wrote the book Unfit for Command, which was the story of the Swift Boat veterans, and that book is almost single-handedly credited with keeping John Kerry out of the White House. So those five men have national name recognition that is branded deeper than Michael Perutka. And it's nothing against Michael Perutka.
Sure.
I mean, the same could be said of Tom Kovach.
Well, you know, the irony that I see in all this is it sounds like that, and reality is what it is, but the national name recognition being a primary important aspect of a person and their potential candidacy for the presidency. When you look at this thing with Ron Paul, it shouldn't be the way it is. It shouldn't be that out of all these candidates, you've got one guy that's standing firm on the Constitution. You know, you should have a myriad of candidates. Well, they're all straight line supportive of the Constitution.
Right.
Without, you know, a person that's not should be an exception rather than a rule.
Dalton, you're right. Now, you're getting into some very meaty conversation here. Can you stick around after the break?
Certainly.
Okay, I didn't get an answer to that question. We'll be back after this short break. The U.S. Phone Force on the Republic Broadcasting Network. My name is Tom Kovach, your host. This is the U.S. Phone Force.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
I'm your host, and the phone-in number is area code 800-313-9443. Before the break, we were talking with Dalton about presidential politics, and he made a point that he said that national name recognition is the number one priority, it seems to be. I want to make it clear that that is not my number one priority. My number one priority is the issues. Does a candidate support and defend the United States Constitution as written in its original intent? The men who wrote the U.S. Constitution were extremely bright men. It is believed that the IQs of the men involved in the framing of our government were on average between 160 and 200. That is a level of IQ that most of us will never see. Some of us will never meet people with those IQs. I can tell you that I have met a couple of people in the 190 class, and having a conversation with them is electrifying. And by the way, both of those are good friends, and so I kind of miss them. They're where I used to live, and haven't had much contact with them lately. Because they are so smart, they are also very successful, and therefore, like me, they have their fingers in a lot of pies, and sometimes it's hard to keep up those social ties, but I know that when I've gone back and visited with them, we just kind of pick up where we left off. Interesting that nobody has called in and touched on this yet when we were talking about Fred Thompson having dropped out of the presidential race. His staffer tries to blame Chuck Norris and say that, oh, it's all Chuck Norris's fault. If he hadn't endorsed Mike Huckabee, none of this would ever happen, blah, 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 boo-hoo-hoo. And nobody's called in to say, well, who would think of supporting Fred Thompson, a member of the Council on Foreign Relations, a man with long globalist ties, a man who tries to portray himself as a Washington outsider, but who was a Washington lobbyist for more than 20 years, a man who claims to be from Tennessee but lives in Northern Virginia, a man who claims to be pro-life, but who said in a recent televised interview with Sean Hannity that he would not make young women illegal, to borrow a phrase that the Communist Party uses regarding illegal aliens, when they say no human being is illegal. Nobody has mentioned those aspects of Fred Thompson's views. Nobody has mentioned Fred Thompson being weak on border security compared to the other presidential candidates mentioned in this program. What do you think?
Well, I've known, and I've said in private conversation about Fred Thompson, that he's a CFR man. And, of course, Chuck Norris's views have always been anti-gun. But I would like to say this, and I'll probably alienate a lot of your listeners in doing it, but I'm going to anyway.
Well, that'll get them to call in, Dalton,
that's
so
right.
Go ahead.
My feeling is that the failure of this whole thing can be laid at the feet of American Christians. And I count myself as one of those, in that this is a direct result of them embracing and endorsing a lot of fairly recent false doctrine. When you see, and what we're about to reap in this country is, like I said, you can't divorce religion and politics. But a lot of the political heresy that we're about to endure is, as I said, a prime, you know, the prime mover behind it is false doctrine.
Well, you're right, Dalton. And before I had the U.S. Phone Force years ago, I had a local talk show, and I called it PR Squared. And it was kind of a play on words because it was broadcast from a college that had a big engineering school, and people were used to dealing with pi r squared. But the PR, in addition to public relations, was also politics and religion. And before I named the program, I did a little analysis of life, and in my opinion, nothing that we do can be unaffected by politics or religion. And so when you get these people that say, well, I don't talk about politics or religion in public, you know, or I don't talk about politics and religion at all, like, well, if you don't, then you're not much of an American, in my opinion. So, all right, we're coming up on another break. This is a network break, and so I will tell you very quickly that you're listening to the U.S. Phone Force on the Republic Broadcasting Network. You can visit our website at www.republicbroadcasting.org, and you can also go to the chat room there if you'd like, and you can visit my website at www.tomkovach.us. Dalton, thanks for calling, and we will be back with more of the U.S. Phone Force after this.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few customers even know such products exist. SFR has obtained this technology that is backed by testing the oil companies have run, yet they don't want you to know about them. This product is made right here in the United States and is not a typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR lasts up to 6 months. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. SFR recently ran this ad, and the response from all over the U.S. was so incredibly strong that we're allowing listeners to receive a free bottle when one is purchased at our regular price of $9.99. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll refund the purchase price and shipping. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. Call 888-USE-SFR-1. That's 888-873-7371 today.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
This is an urgent RBN financial bulletin. Have you ever thought about making a little extra money at home with your computer? If you have and you would like to make money by actually learning how to beat Bilderberger insiders at their own game, this will be the most interesting message you will ever hear. Here is why. We all know that knowledge is power, but what most people don't know about is how to gain the kind of knowledge that insiders would really rather that you didn't have. Once you get that knowledge, it then becomes a question of turning that information into financial gain. Well, there's now a very real chance you will actually be able to make money this way. Here's what it's all about. There's a new program available that teaches you how to scan the media for enormously profitable insider stories. Once you learn what's ahead for a given company, you'll have an enormous advantage over the rest of the market. Get the details at www.earlymorningadvantage.com. That's earlymorningadvantage.com or call 815-259-4552. Once again, the site is www.earlymorningadvantage.com.
Second hour of the U.S. Phone Force. My name is Tom Kovach. The call-in number is 800-313-9443. And I have to tell you that during the break, I've been typing in information on our sponsors and learning more about some of the network sponsors here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. And those include the Northern Voice Bookstore and the Early Morning Advantage that you just heard. Hopefully, for those of you that are in the Northeast or have dealt with the Northern Voice Bookstore online, contact them and ask them if they will carry my book, Slingshot. You can also get it from my website at www.tomkovach.us. Kovach is spelled K-O-V-A-C-H, just like it sounds, and it's not .com, it's .us. You can email the program at radio@tomkovach.us. And on the line with us from New York, we have Michael. Michael, welcome to the program.
Hi, good morning, sir. Thanks for taking my call.
Oh, you're quite welcome. What's on your mind, Michael?
Well, I wanted to follow up with the Sodom and Gomorrah site findings.
Yes, sir.
They've actually been discovered back in the 90s by an amateur archaeologist named Ron Wyatt. Are you familiar with him?
No, I have to admit I'm not. Tell me about him.
Well, I've got his video set, and he discovered Noah's Ark.
Oh, wait a minute. Oh, that guy. Is this the guy that's a former police officer?
Well, I'm not sure about that. I just know he got into archaeology being led by the Lord.
If it's the guy that I'm thinking of, I've met him. And,
he passed away.
Say again?
He did pass away right around 2000, somewhere around there.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. Then that might not be the fellow I was thinking of, because this guy was my age or just a little bit younger, and was a former police officer, and he was involved in the investigation that found the Mount of God in Exodus.
That's right.
Is it the same guy?
He found that too, Mount Zion.
Right.
And that's all fenced in.
Yes.
I believe it's in Syrian property.
No, it's in Saudi property. And
Saudi property?
It's not Mount Zion. Mount Zion is the other name for the Temple Mount in Jerusalem. What you're thinking of is Mount Sinai, but what this fellow...
Mount Sinai, that's right.
Right.
Yes.
But what this fellow proved was that that mountain was the incorrect location, and that if I remember correctly, the mountain that he found was about 75 miles to the east-southeast of Mount Sinai, and I'm having a little trouble recalling the Arab name, but I think it was Harb al-Law, in other words, the Mountain of the Law.
Uh-huh.
And I saw photographs of it in one of the books. I think the book was called The Gold of Exodus. And in that book, they show that the stones on top of the mountain, the stones themselves, were burnt black. But you could still see that they weren't burned completely.
What territory is that in?
It's in Saudi Arabia. Say again?
That one as well?
Yes.
That site is in Saudi Arabia?
Right. Now, the Mount Sinai is on the Sinai Peninsula, which is claimed by Egypt. But this mountain is in Saudi Arabia, and that's the one with the fence around it. There's actually a Saudi Air Force base in the vicinity. And it's bare desert, and it's sparsely patrolled, and these guys kept it under surveillance for a couple of days, and then they cut a hole in the fence and went to the top of the mountain and took those photographs. But you can still see some of the surface of the rock. In other words, it's not burned completely. It's very obvious that this was burned from an outside source that was very intense, but the rocks nearby are not disturbed. It's only in a small area. An area that I would say is about the size, if you consider that, let's examine this a little bit, the Nephilim from Genesis are the sons of the fallen angels, and they are the fathers of the giants. And Goliath is the only one for whom we have an actual statistic. Goliath was 9 feet 4 inches tall, as I recall. He was 3 cubits and a span, so that makes him 9 feet 4 inches tall. Now, he was one of the last descendants of the giants. Now, if they're the sons of the fallen angels, you figure that God descending in personal form, pre-incarnate, before Jesus, would be even bigger. So let's assume, for the sake of argument, that he was about 15 feet tall, okay? If you look at the area that is burnt on top of this mountain, it's about the size that someone 15 feet tall would stand, and that would be their personal space, the area around that person, say, in an arm's length in all directions. So I find that fascinating.
Mm-hmm. Well, the site for Mount Sinai on Ron Wyatt's video is all fenced in, and the very top of the mountain is totally black from being burnt.
Right.
And no question about it that it was burnt from something external, not internal. It's just the very top of the mountain. And he also found Noah's Ark, which is in a valley below Mount Ararat. And with his team, they traced it all out by finding metal bolts, metal hardware that
really?
Was fossilized in the earth, and they were able to trace out the whole shape and structure of Noah's Ark, which was over 100 yards long and at least 50 yards wide, at least.
Wow.
I'm going on memory. It's been years, quite a few years, but I have it in my collection. I should dig it back out. Now, we also discovered where Moses crossed the Red Sea, and
right.
there's gold-wheeled chariot wheels still there in the shallow areas of the Red Sea where it was where they crossed. And then he found Sodom and Gomorrah from peering out at the old Jewish fort up in the top of the mountain where the Romans took them in AD 70. And when
Masada.
Yep, and when thank you. When his wife and himself were up there, that's when all of a sudden something caught his eye out in the desert, and so he tracked it down, and it was Sodom and Gomorrah. And you see on the video, as they approach the cities, that there's a mini sphinx and a mini obelisk, like where the entrance to the cities would have been, and you see the walled cities virtually still intact, remnants of it still intact. And then they show how the whole ground is covered with spent sulfur. So they take a sample of the sulfur, and they show that it's spent because it won't ignite.
Oh, wow.
And you see perfectly round holes etched into all the stone and everything surrounding the whole area. Perfectly round holes because it rained fire and brimstone.
Yeah.
And so this guy's got it all. Plus, he found the Ark of the Covenant.
The Ark of the Covenant.
That's right. And you see on the video, it's in Israel.
Okay.
And it's right below Golgotha, the crucifixion site of the Lord.
Really?
And as soon as I learned that, I said, of course, only God could have the Ark stored in the safe place that would also serve the final purpose of catching the blood of his son when it was dripping off his side after the Roman pierced his side to spare him the agony on the cross, because actually the Jewish priest sent the Jewish soldiers along with some Roman guards to crush the bones of the two thieves and Jesus while they were still on the cross, because it was Friday afternoon, evening was approaching, and that was the beginning of the Sabbath. As soon as the sun went down, the Sabbath started.
Just to flesh out that detail a little bit, what they would do is they took a long-handled hammer, like the type that you would use to hammer in the tent pegs of a very large tent, similar to a sledgehammer. And what they would do, they didn't crush the bones per se. What they did was they whacked the knees from the side and dislocated the knees. The reason they did that was because in order to breathe, a person had to push with their legs and relieve the tension on their chest from their arms being stretched out. So the only way they could breathe was to push with their legs. Well, by dislocating the knees, that reduced their ability to breathe, and therefore it brought about suffocation more quickly. And the reason they did that was because they didn't want to hear the screaming at night, and because the sound would carry. And so that was a practice that the Romans had developed to speed up the process of crucifixion. But then they found that that wasn't fast enough either, and so then they began to pierce the sides with a spear. But when they got to Jesus, they saw that he was already dead, and they pierced him anyway, and blood and water flowed, as the Bible describes.
Well, another legend on that is that the Roman overseeing the crucifixion for Pontius Pilate, who had a lot of respect for Jesus, he told Pontius Pilate to expire him so that the Jews couldn't crush his bones. Now, you got to also realize there's more to this one, because Jesus they were afraid of. And if he was really their Messiah and the Son of God, they knew he was going to raise himself from the dead because he told them, tear this temple down, and I'll rebuild it in 3 days. So now they had to make sure he could not accomplish that feat, and they knew from the legends that crushing the bones would prevent anybody from resurrecting themselves. And so they were intent on literally crushing Jesus' bones so that there was no chance of him defeating death, and therefore forever cursing those priests, Pharisees, and everybody else involved with his crucifixion will be cursed forever if the Lord proved himself to be their Messiah, who they claimed wasn't. And so they had to do everything they could to prevent that from happening, and that's why they really wanted to crush his bones. The Roman, who had cataracts, when he seen what they were about to do to the thieves, so he grabbed the spear, he lunged Jesus' side, the water and the blood come dripping out down his side. The blood drips down, there was an earthquake now, right?
Right.
And so then, from the earthquake, there's a fissure that goes all the way down to the cavern below Golgotha where the Ark of the Covenant was sitting. The Lord's blood drips down his side, goes through the cracks of the fissure, and drips right into the seat of mercy where the Lamb's blood would be on the Ark of the Covenant.
Makes perfect sense.
Doesn't it? And
perfect.
So Ron Wyatt was prevented by the Israelis to take that, go in further to get the covenant. And now the Israelis, we don't know what's going on. Supposedly they're trying to still get it, but because of the mining and the weakness of the structures for the mining to get to that cavern, that, you know, it's taking time and stuff, but more than likely we're never going to hear more about it again.
Well, that's fascinating in that in 1972, the book that really reignited popular interest in biblical prophecy was Hal Lindsey's book, The Late Great Planet Earth. Mm-hmm. And toward the end of that book, when he's describing the return of Jesus, he said, even back then, 36 years ago,
right,
that archaeologists and geologists had discovered a fault line east of Jerusalem that passes through the Kidron Valley from the Mount of Olives through Golgotha and into Jerusalem. Now, the interesting thing about that fault line is that it specifically says in Revelation that when Jesus comes back, that he will set foot on the Mount of Olives precisely from where he was ascended, and he will set foot, and the mountain will split in two. Well, geologists have discovered a fault line. Now, that in turn fits very well with your description about a cavern and a fissure and weakness and refusing to excavate further. It all makes perfect sense.
Yes, it does. It does. Ron Wyatt was just blessed with his insight by the Lord to make these discoveries for us and video it all. And if you can't find it by tracking down Ron Wyatt, if you'd like to take my number or something, I'd be glad to make a copy and send it to you.
Well,
it's a real treasure to have.
Before you hung up, I was going to ask you to go ahead and email the program at radio@tomkovach.us. And send me a link to that information. I'd like to look at it further.
Okay. Well, the link itself, sir, I'm not sure if you did a Google. I just happened to, this is years ago, so I happen to have collected his videos on DVD.
Right.
With all the findings and discoveries.
Well, on the label of those DVDs, there'll probably be a link to a website. And even though he may have passed on, there may be somebody running that website, you know.
Yes.
Perhaps
yes, I know his kids. I know his kids are probably doing whatever they can to keep this going. I'm sure if you just did a Google on Ron Wyatt,
right,
that you would easily find that site.
Well, I'll look it up. So it's
and
Ron.
I'll email you. I will email you anyway, so that if you need to follow up with me, and if you'd like to get the DVDs, if you can't track them down, I'll be glad to make some copies and send them to you because they're fantastic. I mean,
you know, seeing is believing. Our producer has sent me the link, and when I see the address and I'm looking at it, I know that I have looked at this website in the past. I've not seen it recently, but it's www.wyattmuseum.com, and Wyatt is spelled W-Y-A-T-T. So it's www.wyattmuseum.com. So that's the place where anyone listening can get more information about Ron Wyatt and his work, his books, his DVDs, and this is a fascinating, fascinating topic. Michael, thank you for calling.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. Have a good day now.
Where in New York are you calling from?
I'm in Dutchess County, which is midway between New York City and Albany.
I know it
Hudson
very
River.
Well. What part of Dutchess County?
I'm in Southern Dutchess, just below Poughkeepsie on the Hudson.
So you're down near Fishkill?
Yes, I'm in Wappingers.
Oh, really?
Yes,
well,
sir.
I used to go to church in Wappingers Falls when I was stationed at Stewart, which was my
last base.
And, see, I told you I knew the area. Not only that, but if you go to the airport, okay, mm-hmm. Are you familiar with Civil Air Patrol?
Yes.
Well, I was the commander of the Dutchess County Cadet Squadron, and we built the Civil Air Patrol building, which is at the airport at Dutchess County.
Wow. Oh, sure. Yeah, I'm just 5 minutes from there.
Wow. Well, been there, done that. Well, Michael, thanks again for calling.
Thank you.
And we're about to take a break. And just very quickly, how are you listening? Are you listening on a radio affiliate or via the Internet or what?
Yes, I'm listening over Internet.
Okay, very good. We'll keep it up and call again sometime.
I sure will.
Thanks again, sir.
Have a great day now.
Thank you. And you're listening to the U.S. Phone Force on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We'll be back after this.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Phone Force. My name is Tom Kovach, your host. The call-in number is area code 800-313-9443. Just a reminder, ladies and gentlemen, the Ron Paul Meetup group in Parsons, Tennessee, will be Monday, but not tomorrow, a week from then, Monday, the 4th of February, at Granny's Kitchen Restaurant. And for more information, you can call Cheyenne at area code 731-967-2933. Welcome back to the U.S. Phone Force. Just a quick recap. We've had an interesting show today. We've covered a lot of different topics, presidential politics, specifically the dropout of Fred Thompson, a Fred Thompson staffer asking people to boycott Chuck Norris. Interestingly, one of the reasons that he wants people to boycott Chuck Norris is because Chuck Norris says that there is no such thing as evolution. And this staffer claims that Mr. Norris is outside the mainstream when he makes this statement. Well, not around here. I think pretty much everybody that listens to Republic Broadcasting Network would say that evolution, as it is touted in the public schools, is far more of a leap of faith than believing in biblical creation. And I can cite point after point after point where science proves the Bible rather than disproves the Bible. If anybody wants to talk about that, 800-313-9443. You can visit my website at www.tomkovach.us. And there you can see, among other things, my book, which I hope you'll buy. It's called Slingshot. And it is a compilation of 3 years of the best of my online columns. There you can read about presidential politics, terrorism, the military, specific columns and research about Hillary Clinton, illegal aliens, and some bonus material. Do you like cowboy poetry? You've never read a book like Slingshot, available at my website, www.tomkovach.us, also available online at barnesandnoble.com and other sites. Just a reminder, one of our sponsors is Heart and Body Extract. Are you in good health? If not, RBN sponsor Heart and Body Extract can help. Heart and Body Extract supports cardiovascular, blood pressure, cholesterol levels, and delivers nutrients to your cells. Plus, it's all natural. Visit our sponsor today at www.hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. We're coming up to the end of this segment of the U.S. Phone Force in this broadcast. I hope that you'll keep listening on the Republic Broadcasting Network and tell all your friends to listen in. Recruit them to become members of the U.S. Phone Force. Just have a couple minutes left to call in at 800-313-9443. And that cue music tells us that we'll be going to a break shortly, and that wraps up this broadcast for Sunday, 27 January 2008, of the U.S. Phone Force. My name is Tom Kovach. I'm your host. Tune in again next time and recruit a friend. Thank you for listening and for becoming a member of the U.S. Phone Force.
Pain. It's a warning signal to the body, the same as that warning buzzer is